The Environmental Justice Advisory Council will begin meeting in the next couple of months to discuss how the state can promote climate-friendly policies that help all Virginians. Dwayne Robinson is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Environmental justice is not some made-up theoretical concern. It's real. Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Maria.
If a similarly major storm were to hit Virginia's coastline, it would impact 1.5 million people in Hampton Roads.
We're the people who are most at risk, the people who are most vulnerable, who have the fewest resources, are disproportionately poor and black and brown.
Angela Navarro is Deputy Secretary of Natural Resources. She says the advisory council is expected to have about a dozen members.
Members of academia, nonprofit organizations, community members, people who have a public health background, people who have a legal background. So we'll have a wide variety. We also have the tribes represented.
The University of Virginia will take the lead on facilitating the group. They're hoping to come up with specific policy recommendations for the governor, whoever that winds up being. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.